New Hampshire's Department of Corrections has announced plans to begin treating recovering heroin addicts with a drug that could prevent relapse after they're released. A pilot program could begin as early as this fall. As part of our ongoing series on New Hampshire's opiate crisis, Dangerous Ends, we examine whether parolees can stay clean and how much that will depend on factors outside the prison walls. Emily Corwin has that story.
Chris Rocket has been in prison for 19 years. His convictions are for second-degree murder and robbery. The crimes, he says, were the result of an alcohol addiction. His heroin and prescription drug addiction, that he got while serving his sentence in state prison.
Somebody would just offer it to me, and I would mostly say yes. People are offering it, you know, on a daily basis. You can find it. It's always around, no matter where you are.
Rocket just graduated from a substance abuse treatment unit at the Berlin prison. His treatment there consisted of group therapy several days a week. But over at the DOC's administrative offices, Assistant Commissioner Helen Hanks is planning something new.
We're starting to look at medication-assisted treatment. We're really targeting the use of naltrexone as a very positive intervention for especially people who are addicted to heroin and other opiates.
Naltrexone is one of three medications used to treat opioid addiction. But unlike methadone and buprenorphine, naltrexone is not addictive. It can't get you high. It works by blocking the euphoric effects of opioids. Dominic Donahue is clinical director at Serenity Place, a drug treatment center in Manchester. He says medication-assisted treatments like naltrexone could help offenders beat their addictions.
It's so effective. I think it's crucial.
With this program, inmates in prison will have a prescription and continue existing support services like case management and behavioral therapy. Studies show drugs like naltrexone work best alongside that wraparound care. The problem is that care can be hard to come by outside prison. State health officials report the wait for individual or group therapy is as long as 28 days and up to 3 months for inpatient treatment. Donahue says that could be a problem for parolees who are trying to stay clean.
You cannot do medically managed care, i.e. Suboxone, methadone, naltrexone, whatever that medication is, and not have any behavioral health treatment. It has to go hand in hand.
On top of that, right now, Medicaid expansion covers substance abuse treatment for most parolees. But if lawmakers don't reauthorize the program, released inmates will find it hard to pay for therapy and prescriptions like naltrexone. Bill Wren, commissioner of the DOC, sums it up.
We could do the best job in the world in prison trying to get somebody straight. But when they leave to go back to the community, it's like walking off a cliff.
Half of the inmates in this country have a substance abuse problem, according to the Department of Justice. Jack Wozmak is the state's appointed drug czar. The DOC's new program is part of his larger plan. The shortage of treatment on the outside could be a problem for parolees, he says. But that doesn't mean they shouldn't get access to it now on the inside.
Some things will move ahead faster than others. And so there's no perfect start to this because while an orchestra might start up all in the same queue because they're ready, all of the instruments of treatment are not there yet.
Corrections departments in several states, including Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Vermont, use an injectable version of naltrexone that's been found to be more effective than the pill form. That drug, called Vivitrol, would cost New Hampshire's DOC $1,200 a month for each patient. So instead, New Hampshire is going with the pill form, which is $18 a month. In Berlin, Chris Rocket has 5 years left to go behind bars. He's preparing for life on the outside, he says, and when he gets out, he wants to stay sober.
You know, I don't want to come back, and if I get out there and I'm actively using, I don't think there's any way that I can stay outside of here.
Rocket says he's interested in participating in the naltrexone program, which he says is a good thing. The Department of Corrections introduces it inside prison walls this fall. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.